Chazal says the Chazal says the Chazal remember Yehuda Masechet Beis Daf Chof Ches. Zok the Mishnah Yehuda says a person may weigh meat on a balance scale against the keli or against the meat cleaver on Yom Tov. The Chum say one may not use a scale at all. Fredekma, what does it mean that the scale may not be used at all? Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel says it means that one may not even place items on a scale to put it out of the reach of mice. Rabbi Yehuda Oven said there's only a problem if the scale is hanging from the rings as it does when it's being used to weigh something. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel also said a professional butcher may not weigh meat in his hand or in water by seeing how high the water rises when he puts the meat in, since these are the normal methods of weighing for a professional. Rabbi Yehuda said one may not handle one may not make a handle in the meat for ease of carrying on Yom Tov. Ravina said it's allowed if it's made by hand. Ravina said it's mutter to make a marking in a piece of meat to symbolize that it's kosher, as we find Ravina would have his meat cut into triangles. Here, then there's Shimon, the son of Rebbe, would weigh one piece of meat against another piece of meat on Yom Tov when they were dividing pieces of meat. Fact, this doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says that one may only weigh against the keli or against the cleaver, or the Rabbanan, who say that the scale may not be used at all. So who does it follow? The Mara said they follow Rabbi Yeshua, who says that one piece of meat may be weighed against another piece of meat on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda said that Allah follows Rabbi Yeshua because we see that the Mishnah allows such weighing of the meat of a Bechar, which is not allowed to be weighed in the typical fashion, and we therefore see that such weighing is not typical and may therefore be done on Yom Tov. Abai said that maybe the Rabbi Yeshua would disagree with that Mishnah because he may hold that such weighing is degrading to the Kodshim. Also, the Rabbanan of that Mishnah may disagree with Rabbi Yeshua because they may hold that it's not a typical method of weighing for a sale, which is why it's allowed for a Bechar, but it's typical when dividing and would therefore not be allowed on Yom Tov. Jack Gemara is saying that they weighed in this way means that they were very particular to make sure that they got an even division. However, we find that Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, son of Rebbe, were very giving and generous to each other and they were definitely not particular with each other in that way. Rav Papa said it must be that this took place between Rav Chiya and Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, or Rav Shimon, son of Rebbe, and Bar Kapara. Zuck the Mishnah. One may not sharpen a knife normally on Yom Tov. However, one may rub one knife against another. Zuck the Gemara Rav Huna said the Mishnah means to prohibit only using a sharpening stone. However, a wood sharpening board would be allowed. Rav Huna Mishmuel said when he said that a stone is usher, he meant to sharpen it on it. However, even a stone may be used for wiping off the grease of a knife. This would suggest that one may even sharpen on a wooden board. Others say that Rabbi Huna Mishmuel said that when Rabbi Huna said a wooden board is mutter, he meant it's mutter to use to wipe off the grease. However, it would be also to use to sharpen. This would suggest that using a stone even to wipe off the grease would be also. Others say Rabbi Huna Mishmuel made a statement regarding the Mishnah, not Rabbi Huna, and said that when the Mishnah said that one may not sharpen on Yom Tov, it meant to say that removing grease on a sharpener would be mutter. This would suggest that rubbing against another knife, even to sharpen, would be mutter. Others say that Rabbi Huna Mishmuel made a statement on the end of the Mishnah. The statement said that the rubbing one knife against another is only allowed to remove grease, but not for sharpening. This would suggest that using a sharpener would be usur, even if just to remove grease. In fact, who's the shita that says that one may not sharpen a knife on Yom Tov? Chizah said this is not follow Rabbi Huna, because he says in a braisa that even a preparatory act like sharpening a knife may be done on Yom Tov. Rava said to Rav Chista, shall we say in your name that we pass on the Rabbi Yehuda? Rav Chista said, I wish that all correct statements like this one would be said in my name. Rav Chenian, the son of Rabbi Yosef, said he once saw Rava rubbing a knife on the edge of a basket. He asked Rava if he was just wiping the knife or was he actually sharpening it. Rava responded he was just wiping it. However, Rav Chenian later said he could tell that Rava was sharpening the knife. The reason he denied doing so must be because he followed Rabbi Yehuda, but held that one should not rule that way in public. It will lead people to doing other melachas on Yom Tov that should have been done before Yom Tov began. A similar story took place when Abaya saw Mar rubbing a knife against the millstone. May one show a shechita knife to a chacham on Yom Tov? Rav Mari, the son of Rav Bizna, allowed it, but the Rabbanan said it's also. Rav Yosef said, a Talmid Chacham can check his own knife and then lend that out to people. It avoids a knife being brought to him, which degrades the Yom Tov by seeming like it's a regular weekday. Rav Yosef said if a knife becomes dull on Yom Tov, it may be sharpened on Yom Tov as long as it was still sharp enough that it could cut if one uses pressure when cutting. Rav Chista or Rav Yosef Darshan, if a knife became nicked or a spit's top broke off, or if an oven needs to be swept out on Yom Tov, the issue of whether any of these may be repaired on Yom Tov would be dependent on machloikis and a braisa between Rabbi Yehuda, who allows him preparatory acts, and the Rabbanan, who do not. The Rabbanan and the braisa say the pasuk says hu levadoi, and the word who teaches that only actual food preparation may be done on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says the pasuk says lochem, which teaches that all food needs may be done on Yom Tov, even including preparatory acts. Rabbanan say that lochem teaches that food preparation may only be done for yid, not for goyim. Rabbi Yehuda says the word who teaches that preparatory acts that could have been done before Yom Tov may not be done on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel said if a spit becomes bent, may not be fixed on Yom Tov. This is so even if it can be fixed by hand. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel said a spit that was used to roast meat becomes mukta after being used and may not even be moved. Rabbi Bar Ahava, in the name of Malkiyoi, said he may move it indirectly and place it in a corner. Rav Chiya Barashi, in the name of Rav Huna, said that may only be done if there's a kezias of meat left on the spit. Rav Huna said even if there's no meat on it, if it may be simply moved because it's a danger to be left where people walk. Zakt the Mishnah, a person may not request a dinner value of meat from a butcher on Yom Tov. However, the butcher may shecht and then divide the meat among the people. Zakt the Gemara, since no reference to money can be made, the butcher should divide based on the standard size pieces used in that locale.